doing, this is, Jim Carello, and I'm interviewing Buck Johnson. We're starting this. When and where were you born?
I was born in Ishpeming, September the 25th, 1931, in my grandparents' home.
What were your parents' name?
My father's name was Raymond, mother was Elizabeth.
What are the names of your brothers and sisters?
Well, I have 8 sisters and 2 brothers. That's a lot of names. You want to put them all down?
No. Okay.
Yeah. And they're all living except my oldest brother.
Are you married? Yeah, you are married.
Yes, I am married. I married Alice Anla from National Mines. She's a teacher at the National Mines School now.
How many years have you been married now?
39 years.
What did your parents do for a living?
My father was a miner for Cleveland Cliff Iron Company, and my mother was a housewife. She had a full-time job.
Where did you go to school?
I went to school at Dyright Elementary.
What special memories do you have of growing up in this area?
Well, outdoors mostly. I guess when we were growing up, we did everything outdoors: fishing, hunting, trapping, and maybe an occasional ball game with the group if we had time.
Same. What special features stand out in your mind about the city of Ishpeming and Negaunee?
Well, when I was growing up, there was a lot of small stores in the towns, a lot more, like clothing stores and small grocery stores, butchers, but now it's mostly gone into the big supermarkets, so there's quite a change.
Like in Marquette, the mall and that?
Pardon?
Like the mall and that?
Mm-hmm. Malls. We have the malls out on the highway now for all that shopping, and then all the big supermarket stores for groceries.
Sears. Okay. Where did the kids like to hang out in town? Where you when you were a teenager?
Well, we had a youth center that the gang hung around in, and then we always had the famous ice cream parlor, the old Brown Derby. A lot of kids hung around in there.
Do you have any interesting or humorous stories to share about these earlier days in Ishpeming or Negaunee?
I guess buzzing the gut was the main thing. If you could get a loan a car or had enough money for gas, that's what the thing to do was, to just keep riding the main street back and forth.
So how old were you when you found your first job, and where did you work?
I was 15 years old when I was working steady. I worked for Larmer Brothers Logging. They were north of Ishpeming. They were both teachers for the district at the time. And I drove team and cut pulp for them.
Do you remember any hard times in your family? Like, because I know bigger families tend to have some hard times.
Well, we really didn't call them hard times. We didn't have anything fancy. You didn't have a dozen pairs of pants and shirts to wear, but we always ate well, and we were clean, but we didn't have all of the luxuries in them days.
What types of duties did you perform on your job?
Well, when I worked in the woods, I was, like I said, I was cutting pulp and skidding logs, and that was about it on my first job in the woods.
Were you ever in the military?
I was in the military in 1953 through 1955. I took basic training at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. I took 8 weeks in Fort Bliss, Texas, and then I spent 19 months in England. I was connected with the anti-aircraft on the naval, on the Air Force base there.
Is there any special stories that you have about that?
Where are we? Well, no special. There was nothing special there. It was just that we were connected with the Air Force there, and it was a very active stay there.
My uncle's in the Air Force too. So I,
okay.
Where were you employed during your lifetime? Where were you employed the longest?
I was employed for the Marconi Road Commission the longest. I worked for 32 years there.
So, how or why did you choose this career?
Well, there weren't that many jobs at that time for a person who didn't have any education. So you either had to do something like that or work in the mine. So I could not get in the mine at that time, so I chose that.
Was it harder to get an education in the States?
It was. Most of the big families, when you got of age, you went out and worked to help raise the family. So it was harder to get an education at that time, yes.
In as much detail as possible, please describe the main duties of this job.
Well, I started out as a laborer. That's just handwork. And then after probably a few years, I started driving truck, and I worked my way up, so running heavy equipment. And it was quite rewarding when you get up to the heavy equipment.
What special equipment or clothing did the job require?
Well, you had to wear safety equipment, hard hats, hard toe shoes, and good warm clothing, especially if you were out plowing in the wintertime. The older trucks, the heaters were terrible in them. We used to have to rub the windshields with Prestone to keep them clear. They used to ice up so bad.
What was your oldest plow that you had? Did you have like a designated plow?
We had some of the plows when we're down early, I would say 40 models when I started there in the 40s. And they weren't the best. They were very hard riding. There was no adjustable seats in them. It was like sitting on a bench driving them. And they were cold. Like I say, you couldn't enjoy yourself much in them.
Did this job have any special rules or regulations to follow?
I guess the most important thing was you had to be on time. Mm-hmm. And when a situation came that you had to work overtime to keep the roads clear, they wanted you to stay there until another shift came on. That was the responsibility there.
Did you have many long shifts? Many long shifts?
Oh, yes, I worked many, many long shifts. Sometimes we worked over a 12-hour shift even. But they tried to keep it so that one shift would relieve the other, so each shift would only have to work 12 hours.
What was the most rewarding part of your career?
I suppose the most rewarding part was when I was promoted to supervision after 22 years of driving truck and running heavy equipment.
Sounds pretty cool. What was the most challenging or difficult part of your job?
To go into supervision. It's a big challenge to go from working with the men to going out and having to tell them what to do and supervise them. It's a lot of responsibility and stress when you start into this.
Did you have to supervise the plows and, like, the roads and stuff like that?
That's right. You you supervise each plow. They had their runs, and when they finished up, if anyone finished up early, you had another place for them to go, or to go and help another crew that was running behind. Maybe they had trouble during the day.
Did any other family members work for the same company?
Yes, my youngest brother, Robert, he works for the road commission. He still does. He's a mechanic at the shops.
What ages were they? Like, were they around the same age as you?
I would say that Bob is in his around 50 years old. I wouldn't know right offhand, but I would say Bob is about 50 years old.
Younger brother.
Mm-mm. He's the only brother that I have, a surviving brother right now.
Did your job put you in any dangerous situations, if so?
Yes. Anytime you go out on the highway, you're working, even if you're just on a patch crew. It's dangerous on the highway, and it gets more so every year with the increase in traffic. And mostly, when it's storming and the roads are slippery, it's very hazardous out there.
At any time, do you feel like changing careers? At any time, did you feel like changing careers?
Oh yeah, I would love like to have left when some of my friends were working for the mining company and making big money and this and that. But I did look into it, and then after discussing with the family, we stayed where we were.
Could you describe some interesting or humorous events that happened during your career?
Where are we? Well, we pulled a lot of pranks on each other, kidding about, and mostly kidding about our driving expertise. If someone was spreading gravel and they left the whole load in one pile, well, he didn't forget about it for a while, and mostly it was just pranks that we pulled on each other.
Do you remember anybody getting hurt on the job or seeing?
Got hurt on the job?
Yeah.
Yes, I had one of my drivers just 2 years back was driving on the Marquette Road, US 41, and pickup truck passed him and lost control, and it hit the front of the plow, and he pulled over on the side and went back, got out of his truck to go back to see if he was okay, and a car came along and couldn't stop and slid sideways and hit him and knocked him about 35 feet in the air onto the snowbank, and luckily he only suffered a bad broken leg out of it.
What were your biggest responsibilities on the
Well, yeah, the biggest responsibility was to keep the roadway safe and sand it down and for the public. It was a big responsibility, just that one duty.
Did you receive any special awards from your employer, and were you recognized in any way for your job performance?
Well, we have a 25-year club. Whenever you get 25 years of service in, you join the club. And every year, these men with 25 coming in are new members. They receive a gold watch for their 25-year service. And then every year from there on, they are a member, and they have this once a year. They have a real nice luncheon and pass all watches to all new members.
Is there club picnics or whatever that you call them?
No, they don't have any club picnics with the funds they have. I don't think it's legal for them to have that.
What about Christmas parties and events like that?
We did have Christmas parties, but they were all sponsored by the union. We saved our dues and whatever we had built up, and we would hire a hall and have a Christmas party for the whole county nation, the whole county wide. We had about 80 members, so we had quite a group when we had a party.
During the days of employment and beyond, what have been your favorite hobbies or leisure activities?
Which one are we on? Hunting. I would say hunting and the biggest story that I suppose you want me to tell, a tall tale. I always tell the one of when I was hunting and I was down in the Big Bay area and I shot this big buck that came down my watching place. And I knew I had hit him good, and I followed him for a way and I lost him. And the next year I went in there hunting the same place, and this deer came back and I thought it was the same deer. So I shot him again and it went down. So when we cleaned the deer out, come to find out, the deer had two hearts. I had shot him through one the previous year, but this time I got him in the second heart. So that was one of the big stories. Tall tale, that's all it was.
How many points did he have on?
Well, I think he had about 18. There was almost so many that at that time I wasn't very well educated. I couldn't count them all almost.
Have you ever been involved in any clubs or organizations?
Years ago, we were in the Cub Scouts when the children were growing up, and we belonged to the school activities when our children were going through in athletics and that through the school system. So we did belong to the Booster Club for years.
How many children do you have?
I have three children. I have a son and two daughters. My son is 34, I believe, and my daughter is 32 and 31, the other two.
Were you a member of a union? If so, which one?
Yes, I was. In fact, I was responsible for organizing the AFSCME union, and that was in the 60s. And we felt that we had to do something to try and get some better wages.
Please describe any interesting moments that occurred as a member of a union.
Yes, our big strike. After we joined the union, we had our first strike. And that was in the early 60s, I think. And that was the first strike ever for the Marquette County Road Commission.
Did you win it?
We did win it, yes.
How long?
I don't know if you call it winning, but we got a little more satisfaction.
How long were you on strike?
We were on strike for approximately 1 week. Fortunately, we didn't get any big snowstorms. It wasn't fortunate for us, it was fortunate for the Road Commission.
Yeah. The city would have been forking.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to do it all over again, would you choose the same career?
No. I think if I had to do it all over again, I would try, no matter how hard it was, to go into get an education. I would like to have a professional career if I ever had to go through it again after living the life and seeing what all of my friends were, the kind of lives they lived, being professional people.
What would you have liked to?
What would I have liked to have been?
Yeah.
I think I would have loved to have been an engineer. I think I would have done real well as an engineer.
Electrical? Or?
No, I would have just liked to have been a mechanical engineer.
In closing, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I think I would like to tell all of the young students that don't pass up the golden opportunity they have for the education they have now. It's keep your nose to the grindwheel, because everything is demanding out there now. Even to get a job driving truck, you have to have an education. You have to have an education, and this is what I would advise all the young children that are going to school nowadays.
Okay, thanks. Thank you.
Okay.